Hi, I'm Leia.
And I'm Edie.
And we're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks,
hilarious hacks, and H-E pen and curve marker.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics,
the latest on what we're reading, watching, and listening to.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Edie, let's hear from you first.
Leia, I had no idea that I needed the HE double-sided pen and curve line marker set until my friend Lena sent them to me.
Do tell.
She said she ordered them on Amazon, and so they came in 8 different colors, and one side of the marker is like a fine tip writing pen, and then the other side has like a little roller, and so you roll the roller along your paper, and it makes all different types of designs. Like wavy lines, there's one that does hearts, there's one that does flowers, there's one that does a dash. There's a little bit of a learning curve in like getting the roller to move smoothly across the paper.
Yeah.
But once you get it down, it's really fun. I use it to decorate envelopes. I use it in my journals. There's probably no end to what you could do with them, but it's like super fun and convenient.
I love that. So we'll put the link to that in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook and in our show notes, of course. So where did you get these and how do you spell it? So I'll know how to put the link in.
H-E is spelled A-E-C-H-Y, and Lena said she just got them on Amazon.
Okay, cool. I'll put the Amazon link in. We should start getting like affiliate pay for these things. So maybe that's something to look at in the future.
Yeah.
Making some money on the pod. All right. Well, these hilarious hacks that I have will not make any money on the podcast, but they did amuse me. So let me share a few with you. Okay. So Edie, I know you have a lot of bangles, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of everything in the way of jewelry. So
I do.
How do you store your bangles?
My bracelets?
Your bracelets. Yes.
Oh, just in my jewelry armoire.
Okay, well, what if you continued to store them in your jewelry armoire, but you found some old beer bottles and you plunked them down onto the bottle?
No.
But why not? The picture I'm looking at is fabulous. It's very inspiring.
Oh, well, maybe if it was like a vintage soda bottle, but I just kind of, one, I have a really small bedroom and I wouldn't have any place to do that. So I'd rather have my bangles just in a drawer.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, some of our listeners might be inspired by that. Okay. Here's one. Would you like to have whiter teeth?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't need to spend any money, Edie, on getting whiter teeth if you are a banana eater, are you?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what you do. It just kills me. Okay. And so I should have said this at the beginning, but for whatever reason on my Facebook page, all of these like hacks have been coming up and I can't stop with the clickbait. I know a few weeks ago I talked about, I'm going to stop scrolling and, you know, I'm only wanting to look at my friends' feeds and stuff, but I just cannot stop with these hacks. It started with gardening hacks that I became addicted to. And now Facebook is just feeding me hacks for everything. And so here's one. So why spend thousands at the dentist if a mere banana peel can get the job done? Next time, Edie, you eat a banana, instead of tossing the peel out, rub it on your teeth. Hold the peel against your teeth for a few minutes and then rinse your mouth with water.
Did they explain why that might work?
No, of course not. Not here. Cracking
Well,
though.
I have seen that you can like soak banana peels in water to make potassium-rich water and then pour it on your plants.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's a better tip than this one, but can you imagine like just rubbing your teeth with the banana peel for a minute? That would be
Yeah, I don't
disgusting.
think I want to do that either,
I don't
but
either. But do
yeah.
you want, it seems to me you need to save some space. So think about all of your makeup accessories, right? Like your eyeliner and your brushes, your tweezers, your scissors. So do you have an old broom lying around like a push broom?
Put no.
Okay. If you did, you could break the head off. Okay, clean it, that's a given. Okay, put it down and insert all of your little accoutrement into those bristles, and they're all just lined up right there in your push broom head. Can you picture
Sadly, I can picture it, and it's another thing I don't want. A push broom on my bathroom counter. I don't know.
Okay, here's the last one. Okay, we won't go too crazy today. But do you have any suede shoes? Because I do.
I don't.
I do, and I'm going to try this tip out. And if it
Okay.
destroys my shoes, well then, okay, I'm not meant to have suede. But apparently, a nail file, okay, a soft nail file, will take care of those suede shoes. When you've got a little stain on them or something, all you need to do is rub a nail file gently over those stains or those watermarks, and they'll disappear. So
Okay,
I'm open to
yeah.
trying that one. Oh, and here's one more. I can't resist. Get rid of sweater fuzz with a comb.
Or you could buy a sweater shaver that works great.
Yeah, but why spend the money if you've got a comb? Because all you need to do is just rub upwards, and the comb apparently will work just as well as a sweater shaver, and it saves you a couple of bucks, unless you already have a sweater shaver.
Yeah, I like my sweater shaver.
Okay, well, I don't have a sweater shaver. I do have a comb, and I do
Can
have
use comb.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a cry. Yeah, maybe a cry. I'll let you know.
I just picture it like snagging the yarns and,
it could be. It could be a
but
nightmare.
maybe it works. Who knows?
Who can
Who
say? Who
knows?
can say? These hacks can be ridiculous.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat.
Yes, and it's time for one of our most popular podcasts, an update on what we've been reading, watching, and listening to. Let's start with the reading
Yeah.
today.
Okay, starting with reading. So I was in the mood for reading some nonfiction.
Yep.
And I have been reading The Secret Life of Groceries.
What?
The Dark Miracle of the American Supermarket by Benjamin Lohr.
Oh, I'm
You
intrigued.
know, I spend so much time at Woodman's, I might as well find out more about grocery stores, right? I'm just a couple chapters in, but he starts off with a whole chapter on Whole Foods and how they clean the fish display like block of ice once every 3 months. Yeah.
So perturbing.
Yeah, it was very disturbing. And then he goes on to talk about how the convenience store started. And then I was really interested in this chapter. You'll find out how TJ, not TJ Maxx, Trader Joe's started. And the founder, his whole idea was to like maximize every inch of display space. So he started off like selling pricey liquors so that you could really maximize your space and get the most money. And it just goes on from there. And it does talk about, why we're so drawn to Trader Joe's. And now I'm on a chapter where it's talking about a truck driver for Aldi's.
I can't wait to read this.
I just wanted, it's very, I mean, everything is delivered to us, from a truck. And I'm finding out about truck driver culture, which is kind of like, oh my gosh, I could not live that existence. And I never really stopped to think about people who drive trucks.
I sort of had an idea for a while that I wanted to be a truck driver. I just thought that would be the coolest thing in the world, but maybe not, huh?
Well, it doesn't appeal to me, and there's lots of, things that they have to be clued into, like safety-wise, and it's a lot to drive those huge trucks.
Well, and as a woman too, there's some inherent dangers as well. But I was
Well,
thinking it'd be my second career.
this truck driver is a woman, and he's like traveling with her. She carries a pink pistol on her pink pillow.
Okay, well, there you go. Interesting. So this is called The Secret Life of Grocers. Is that correct?
I wonder if I mistyped it and it's The Secret Life of Groceries.
Grocery.
Anyway, no, maybe it's grocers or maybe it's grocery. I don't know.
I'll look it
But
up.
it's by Benjamin Lohr.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I feel very motivated to read this. I've always been intrigued by supermarkets. Maybe I should repost that blog, Edie, on my Woodman's Adventure.
Oh yeah, I think you should.
Such a popular blog post. I can put it on the Coop this week just as a fun adjunct to that recommendation, because my secret life of grocery shopping is quite turbulent.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, Edie, I've also been in the mood for some nonfiction, and I've been rereading some Anne Lamott books. And the one that I'm reading right now is Traveling Mercies. I love Anne Lamott. I love her style of writing, and I feel that my style maybe matches hers a little bit in some ways, in that she's a storyteller. She tells her stories, but at the same time, she's exploring, I don't know, like her life. She's a Christian, but she has a really interesting and liberal viewpoint on that. I just, when I found her, for me, it sort of clicked for me, like, oh, this really makes sense to me. But this Traveling Mercies is lovely. It explores her relationship without God, her road to faith, and her continuing struggle to live a life, I guess, that is worthy of what she believes and her values and whatnot. But it's a series of essays, and I love them. I just love to every paragraph that I read from Anne gives me like a just a little electrical shock. And I'm going to read a quote from this book that I found and I really liked. She writes, "The thing about light is that it really isn't yours. It's what you gather and shine back. And it gets more power from reflectiveness. If you sit still and take it in, it fills your cup, and then you can give it off yourself."
That's lovely, yeah.
Right? Like, I just feel that there's so much wisdom and there's wisdom and beauty in her writing. I've always loved Anne, or since I found her. And the first book I read, and I know you've read it too, is Bird by Bird. And that's about writing life. And I actually got inspired this week, Edie, because our local college, North Island College, offers evening courses as well. And I thought, well, this might be a way in because I'm on a sabbatical right now, and I might have an opportunity to teach at the college in the future. And I thought a way in and just something really fun to do would be to offer an evening course on like doing a writer's workshop at the college using Bird by Bird as the way that we join together and have a writer's workshop together. And I just think it would be, it's a way to join it, to start a writing group and to show people in this community that it's something wonderful to do. That might, they might go off and start their own writing groups. I don't know. But for people who want to do something like this, I think it would be a really fun course to offer. And it gives me a lot of energy. So, and I want to start teaching again. And I know this is something small, but it's something that's so collaborative and joyful to me. And get me into the college system at the same time.
Yeah, there you go. Have you read her new book, or is it out yet? I heard she had a new book coming
Yeah, I
out,
think
Anne
it's called
Lamott.
Somehow. She's just got back, actually. I follow her on Facebook, and I know that she's exhausted from her 1 month tour. I have not read it yet. I plan to purchase it very soon, but I'm making my way through her other books first because I like to kind of see the evolution of her journey too. So I will be getting it soon enough.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's move on to watching. The only thing I'm still watching season three of, I'm just got to the beginning of season three of This Is Us.
Oh, I can't watch that show. No, why?
Because that's what I'm watching. I'm on season three of This Is Us.
I mean, people love it. I shouldn't say no. Why? What is it that makes it compelling to you?
Well, it's like a nighttime soap opera.
Is it? Okay. But it's also like quite, I mean, it's beautifully written, right? I mean, there's a lot of pathos and
Yeah, and it has flashbacks, flash forwards. It's all over the place, so it's kind of film different. The episodes are just 42 minutes, which is about all I can handle. And I don't know. I like it. I like talking about it with people who have watched it. So I'll continue on. This will probably take me to 2025 because there's six seasons.
Well, I know you swore off soap operas, so maybe this is your new soap opera of sorts.
Well, I just swore off soap operas because people stopped watching them, and my general hospital was like combined with other soap operas, and I did not want to watch those other characters I didn't know.
What? So they joined together and then I didn't know that.
Yeah, that happened years
Oh,
ago. It was
okay.
like, okay, I guess I'm done.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, this is us. Okay. Well, my sweetie Donnie and I have been watching Big Bang Theory because somehow we never actually watched it. And it's just like a non-stressful. You just know we need some predictable things in our lives right now that will just kind of make us giggle. And it's so cleverly written. And so if you haven't watched Big Bang Theory, we're starting from the beginning. We're still on season one because Don doesn't want to watch more than two episodes at a time. I can binge watch, but he won't do it. But so that's our viewing show together right now. I have recently discovered Palm Royale, which is really, really fun. It stars Kristen Wiig, from she was on SNL. So Maxine Simmons is this outsider. It takes place in 1969 in Palm Beach society, and she's desperately trying to fit in, right? And her goal is to join this elite Palm Royale club. And she is hilarious. And Carol Burnett is in this show too, Edie.
Oh, fun.
And she's in a coma so far, but I've only watched the first five episodes, and I think she's going to come out of that coma because she's making some sounds and movements right now. And Carol Burnett is just hilarious, even in a coma, I must say. So this is just like a fun kind of retro show that's super enjoyable, Palm Royale. And I just heard that the third season of Hacks has come out, and that stars Jean, what's her name? Jean Smart. She used to be in Designing Woman. She was the blonde one. She's great. And in this show, I highly recommend it. I think it's on Max. And she's a stand-up, sort of a washed-out stand-up comedian. And she joins forces with this younger woman who's helping her to promote her, get better, or sort of join the new world of stand-up comedy, I guess. And it's a beautiful show. It's very compassionate and funny. And it looks at women who are aging as well, which I think is, it feels relevant to me and where I'm at in my life. And it's fun. It's just super funny. So
All right, new season of
Max.
Hacks.
Max. Yep. Okay. So that's what I've got for TV.
Okay. Moving on to listening, I received a most exciting text from my son Leonard, Leia. I
Wow.
haven't been on Insta or Facebook in quite a while, and I'm missing out on all this news. And he sent me a link to his new stepfather's song. Daryl Hall has a new song co out called Can't Say No to You.
What? Okay.
I
Okay. Okay. So he's completely split with his partner.
Oh, John, yeah,
Yeah,
that's
totally.
over.
Okay.
That's over. It would be they would have to be desperate for money to like reunite.
Okay. Because they hated each other while they were singing. Yeah.
Well,
Ooh, stop it.
Daryl hasn't put out an album since 2011, so it's been 13 years since he put out a solo album. And he's with Dave from the Eurythmics, who's a good friend of his. He's like
Oh.
helping sing on Can't Say No to You.
Okay.
And I immediately texted my friend Amy Jo, who loves Hall & Oates, and we would say that it belongs on the album that they did in the 70s called Ecstatic. So
Okay. Okay.
there you go.
Cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to the whole album on June 21st.
Ah.
I'm also Wiser Than Me is back with season two. I've listened to all the episodes, and my favorite one is the one that just dropped of Julia Louis-Dreyfus talking to Patti Smith. Yeah, she's 77 now, and she seems very down to earth. She lives in Michigan. I've listened to that episode twice. And I also really like the latest episode of The Happiness Lab with Dr. Lori Santos. I listened to this episode twice as well. It's Tame Those Devices, 10 Tips to Achieve Digital Balance.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, maybe we should do an episode on that because don't we all need that, right? Let's
Yeah.
listen to it again and take some notes, and maybe we can chat about that because holy cow. That was
Yeah.
one of my resolutions a little ways back. I guess I'm achieving so much balance that I haven't been keeping active on anything lately. And it's time to get back in terms of, our podcasting and our promoting and different things, but not the scrolling part. So, okay, I like that. Cool. Cool. Well, my listening is I haven't been listening to any podcasts other than editing our own, but we've got a heavy concert season ahead of us. So, I'm preparing for that by becoming reacquainted with some artists and learning about some others. But Donna's going to be volunteering at the Vancouver Island Festival, Folk Festival this year. Coming up, he's going to be stamping hands and checking, putting on those bracelets, so you can come and go. So he has free access to everyone. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pop in and out because Moondog needs to be taken care of. But I think Don will be there for the whole 3 days, just taking it all in. But Bela Fleck is going to be there, who I really don't like banjo, but Bela Fleck is an amazing, amazing banjo player, and he's going to be there with his band. Lucinda Williams is coming along. Leo Kottke just announced that he'd be at the festival too, so it's a big deal. Like, there's some really big names, and so we've been listening to those folks. We're going to see a Cowboy Junkies concert in Campbell River in about a month, and so I've always enjoyed the mellowness of the Canadian band Cowboy Junkies. If you haven't listened to them, highly recommend. And of course, we're going to see Neil Young as well. So I've been, he's on constant play on our record player, I might add. So Neil Young is on a lot. And Edie, believe it or not, we are going to a Blondie concert in August.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't even know what
Covering it all.
covering it all. Yeah. So I don't know what to say about that, except that I, yeah, I it'll be fun. It'll be fun. So yes, a wide array of listening, and I'm now a music lover, so I'm transforming in my ability to have music around the house. This record player has kind of changed my life because it's going a lot. And our trip down south, that's when I learned to love music somehow. It just kind of clicked for me. So I'm like all over it.
Good.
All over it, baby.
Yep, keep the music going.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, well, it's time for the chit chat challenge.
So every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, a fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and your recommendations.
Yes, ma'am. And this week, your challenge is to share what you've been reading, watching, and listening to on the coop, or with a friend. And you can share the link to a song or a podcast with a friend or to us on the coop because, who doesn't want to have more recommendations? Who doesn't want more on their plate?
Yeah, more.
Well, we want the best of the best. And I know that the chicks and roosters at the coop can provide that. So, yay.
100%.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to Instagram, our blogs, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course to the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, and we'd love a review if you have time on the podcast app that you listen to. Even if you don't have time, make the time. Okay. We're widening our audience and we love getting new people joining the Chit Chat Coop and just enjoying our podcast.
It's fun.
It's
Okay, thanks for editing, Leah.
Oh, of course. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.